This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
My free hit was apocalyptic as I decided to go off-piste. A team of differentials to get me a big green. I'd have a bit of fun at least. What followed was a disaster unseen for years as De Bruyne won a pen. And when my captain Sterling stepped up to take it, I thought, great, a successful return then. He ballooned it over the bar from 12 points to minus 2. Another waste of a stupid chip. And my bench boost is in tatters too. Welcome to the 70th episode of Triple Captain.
Oh, mate, it's not all doom and gloom. There's still a match going on right now. It could get even worse. You never know.
Exactly. I have no players left in this match. I've got Smith Rowe, who's on my bench. And I'm 30 points all out. It is my worst ever FPL game week.
Flipping
I think
heck.
I can't remember having a game week as low as 30 points.
As in the history of you taking it seriously and...
Exactly, right, okay. Exactly. My captain got minus 2.
Oof.
My captain got minus
your
2.
Captain.
We are at Triple Captain 3. Hi, everybody. I'm at Luke Jurdy, and I am very grateful to be talking to Ben and Rich right now, although they've frozen, so I'm guessing my internet's dropped out. Oh, no, it hasn't. They're back. They're back.
It's gone from bad to worse. You're losing
it's
points.
Gone,
you're losing bandwidth.
From bad to worse. at least we recorded that. Did I cut out there?
No, mate. You're still going sound-wise for me. You just froze.
Yeah, we heard every sad word. Yeah.
Good. I'm grateful for this chat because... Oh, gosh,
it's time.
It was low.
Yeah, I've got my clipboard. Sit on the chaise lounge over there and just get it off your chest.
Oh, let's just start with me. Let's get it out of the way, and then we'll go on to your two teams.
Go on, then.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, to be honest, I don't really know. I don't really know what was going through my head when I decided my strategy for the free hit. I think basically I haven't had a great start to the year, and I was like, you know what? I'm just going to have a bit of fun. I'm just going to pick players that not many other people will have picked. I'm going to go for 3 Man United attackers. I fancy us to beat Burnley by 2 or 3 goals. I'm going to get Sterling in as a differential. He's only 5% owned. I'm going to captain him as well, because in the past that has worked for me many times, actually picking Sterling over De Bruyne. But I decided to go for De Bruyne as well. So obviously De Bruyne wins that penalty in the 92nd minute, and I think, oh, no points for Sterling. De Bruyne's going to take it. I've not captained him. This isn't going to be good. And then I saw Sterling coming up to take it, and I was like, oh my God, what? Sterling's taking it. So particularly after being benched and coming on 80 minutes.
Oh,
bearing
God.
In mind, my vice captain's Rashford,
yeah.
And Rashford got his assist. So that would have at least got me to 12 points if Sterling didn't come on. And I was on for, you know, a much better game week than what's ended up happening. Sterling steps up, I'm thinking in my head, doing very quick maths, going, okay, so De Bruyne, that'd be 2 assists for De Bruyne. He'll probably get 2 or 3 bonus. That's 11 points for De Bruyne. If Sterling scores, that's 6. Double that is 12. Oh, that's like 20. That's like 23 points from Sterling and De Bruyne. Sterling misses the penalty, and I end up with 4 points from Sterling and De Bruyne, because De Bruyne got 6, Sterling got minus 2. A penalty miss.
Oh.
Those point swings are absolutely huge. It wasn't a fun night. Ben, I really thought of you and the bad game which you've had this season, and I thought, no wonder you wanted to quit. It is
well,
horrendous.
I'm glad that my discomfort gave you some comfort. It's when those little things happen.
Gosh.
Like there was that one week where I had defence all on clean sheets, and then literally 2 late goals, and you go, right, that's gone. I had Diaz and... I'm not going to go through all the unlucky things, because it will take the rest of this podcast. But it does hurt, doesn't it? When those kind of little fluke things happen, you just go, what's the point of playing this game? Because who would have thought... But then that's the beauty of the game. That's why we love the game.
Yeah, and majority of the time, you know, I've owned Bruno Fernandes for most of the season, and every time he steps up, he scores his penalty. So majority of the time, it's worked out with penalty takers, but this time when he just ballooned it over the bar, horrendous.
But you did make the decision on the free hit not to play Bruno Fernandes, though, and that paid off because he did nothing for a change for Manchester United. So that was one bit of relief.
Yeah, it was. And when I saw that starting lineup, and I'd predicted correctly that Rashford, Martial and Cavani would all start, I was really pleased and thought, great. And then kind of 10, 15 minutes in, I thought, nah, this is going to be tight. This is going to be 1-0. And I put a message on our WhatsApp group, didn't I, beforehand, saying this, if United get an early goal, we could get 2 or 3, floodgates might open, but it could be really cagey. And what happened was it was really cagey. And someone we shouted actually scored a goal, didn't he? I mean, we shouted a lot of players for the free hit, to be fair. But Pogba got his goal.
I can't believe Pogba scored.
You know, United are top of the league.
Yeah. I mean, the United players I brought in, because I was bigging up Pogba, wasn't I? I remember you asked me on the last episode, why'd you pick Pogba? And I just went, don't know. and he delivered. I can't believe it. Instead, I brought in Wan-Bissaka and Lindelof, and I don't even think Lindelof played. Or if he did, he went off injured.
No, he didn't.
Did he not? No. So yeah, should have played Pogba. But yeah, we'll get onto my team in a bit. But you at least got something, didn't you? At least got one decision right in your free hit.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, not having Fernandes was fine.
No, but I mean, like, getting your points.
Rashford got 6. De Bruyne got 6. Cancelo got 6. That's it.
Flipping heck. But the thing is, like, obviously you said you had like a bad start to 2021 and that's why you went for this crazy approach. But I was like, Luke wants to have fun with FPL. I've never heard him say that ever before. I thought he takes this so, so seriously, but he wants to have fun. This is very strange.
I mean, look. It was, let's be honest, it was controlled fun.
Yeah.
I mean,
my favourite kind of fun.
yeah, like Sterling, De Bruyne, Cancelo, Rashford, Martial, Neto, I had, Lloris in goal. They're all like fairly safe picks. They're not too risky. My problem was not going with Kane. Obviously, Son didn't return, but not going with Kane and Son. I mean, at one point I had triple Spurs defence, didn't I? And you were laughing at that because we were like, oh God, you know, and then obviously Fulham scored their goal and I had double Spurs defence, but Matt Doherty didn't play. So that was a gamble that didn't pay off. And Saïss was a gamble that didn't pay off. He only got 1 point. Wilson, obviously, Newcastle were awful. Oh, he got nothing. God. Martial, last minute of the game, Cavani passed it to him and he should have scored. But Pope saved it. So again, another week, that would have been an assist for Cavani, a goal for Martial, a goal for Sterling, 2 assists for De Bruyne, and suddenly I'd be sat here with, you know, 60, 70 points. Yeah. But as it is, it's 30. It's one of those game weeks. I think I'm clinging on to top 100K. I think I'm about 70K. So it could have been worse.
So as we're recording this, I think the second half's just started in the Arsenal Palace game. Can Emil Smith Rowe not come on for you?
No, I've got Fernandes coming on for Doherty for 2 points. That's it. Oh. It's done.
All right. So what do you finish on for this game week?
Not Bruno Fernandes either. Fernandes from Newcastle.
Oh, the one who gave away a penalty.
Yeah, exactly. I finished on 30.
Oh, bloody hell. I think that might be, I don't want to rub salt in the wounds even more, but I think that might be the worst out of any of us for the season. I don't know about you, Ben.
Oh no, I got 22 points.
Okay.
I'm having the worst season I've ever had. But this week, actually, I had 34 points this week, all out, which isn't bad, bearing in mind.
You didn't play free hit though, did you?
No,
that's
I
pretty
didn't.
Good.
So I've ridden that wave. Well, it didn't really feel like a storm, did it? This week, like,
no.
In terms of people who did play their free hit, there's not that many opportunities that did come out of it in the end, are there?
No, it was only like if you'd have gone 5 at the back, really, that it would have worked. You know, say triple City and triple United, defense.
Or triple Sheffield United defence if you wanted to gamble on something as mad as
exactly.
that.
But you know what? I've ended up fielding 6 players, and that does kind of say you should have played your free hit. At the same time, I was so annoyed because I've got such a good strategy in mind, and I kind of like, I'd taken a little hit already before going into it and I'd line my team up and I shouldn't, you know, especially in coronavirus times, we shouldn't be doing this. But I bought in Villa players because I was just thinking we're going to go on a run. And then those are the things this season as well, where it's just kind of, it's so, like, there's so many things that are outside of your control. It doesn't matter how long you think about, like, you watch all the games, you're like, yeah, he's looking really good, going to get him in. Oh, no, he's self-isolating. Ah, like, is that going to be the story of the whole rest of the season? Because when it's stuff like that, then I can't be asked. It's looking like Villa might miss a game again this week. And they're supposed to have a double game week, aren't they, Villa?
They're meant to play Everton and the Everton game's been postponed now.
You know, that's what we're talking about today, isn't it? Double game weeks and who's playing and what's going on. Because I'm confused by looking at Twitter, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, Villa have got a double game week still. They play City and then they play Newcastle. Because the Newcastle game's been moved to the FA Cup round 4 weekend. So Villa still do have a double game week, but obviously it depends on Corona. The City game might be postponed as well. Who knows? But as it stands, Villa do still have a double game week. So, but Leeds and Southampton now don't.
Okay.
The Leeds and Southampton game was postponed because of the Southampton-Shrewsbury FA Cup game being put back on. Leeds and Southampton don't have a double game week anymore, which kind of puts bench boost plans... Yeah, a little bit out of joint for people. I think I'm still going to play it, but we'll talk about that in a second. Rich, how's your... You did free hit as well.
So, yeah, I did my free hit. I've still got 4 players playing right now in the Arsenal-Palace match, but that is steadily ticking along and is definitely heading towards a 0-0 by the looks of things. Nothing's really happened. So, yeah, clean sheet for Tyreek Mitchell. But as it stands, I am currently on 37 points, which is ahead of the average, which I'm pretty happy with. Nowhere near that 60, but I think it's going to be a really low average this game week, presumably because of the people who haven't done a free hit or got a full 11 out. So I brought Darlow in goal for Newcastle, and I swear, someone said this in our friend chat, didn't we, Ben, that I just have the worst luck in picking goalkeepers this season. Whenever I bring a goalkeeper in, they tend to just drop out of form. Like, I brought in Mendy, who just immediately went out of form, and I thought, you know what, Darlow, Sheffield United at home, they haven't won a Premier League game in 20 going across last season as well. Obviously, Newcastle lose 1-0 to a penalty, so Darlow got me a nice big 2 points. I end up going 3-5-2, so I had John Stones, who got me a clean sheet for Manchester City. That was good. Wan-Bissaka got me a clean sheet for Man United. Lindelof was meant to play, but he didn't, so Mitchell will come off the bench for him. I'll see what he gets very shortly. Then the midfield... rather lacking. De Bruyne got me 6. Son got me 2. Fernandes, who was my captain, finished on 4. Zaha and Saka are still playing. Lacazette's still playing. And Harry Kane got me 8, and he's the only player with a little white star next to his name at the moment. So, yeah, 37 points. And I don't know whether that'll be a green arrow or not. If it is, it'll be an absolute miracle.
I mean, it's still pretty disastrous for us both, isn't it? I mean, you don't expect to play a chip and get a red arrow, particularly the epic proportion red arrow that I've managed to get myself, you know, and that's with Arsenal and Palace as it is. I haven't checked my live rank at the moment, but I was down to 65k from 44k, so a 20k drop in a game week where a lot of players were playing 6, 7, 8 players and not using the free hit. I think there was about 1.5 million free hits played. That's what, 5.5 million didn't play it. So you've got to get a green arrow when you're playing a chip like that. It's such a...
Do you know what the deal was with the top 10K in terms of playing their free hit chips? Do we have those statistics available to us?
I think there was about 70% of the top 10K played.
Okay, that's interesting to know.
So, yes, quite a lot of top 10K. But you know, we move on and we're about to go into a big double game week. So fingers crossed that all goes well. And yeah, we get those greens back.
Let's talk about the double game week then. So who was it you said aren't having a double game week now? Southampton and Leeds.
Yes, Southampton and Leeds are now just a single game week. Yeah. Southampton play Leicester and Leeds play Brighton at home.
Oh, it's got to be tasty. Because I was trying to get triple Leeds for this double game week. You know, I brought in Dallas before this free hit so they could bring in Bamford for this double game week. But now it just seems like... I've wanted to get Bamford in for so long, but every week I've just had a reason not to transfer him in, and this kind of feels like the game week again where I would have brought him in, but now it doesn't really make any sense to bring him in. I've also seen Danny Ings is out with coronavirus for Southampton as well, so he's going to have to self-isolate as well. But it's just terms of partnering somebody alongside Kane. I don't know who you'd pick for this game week if you were to pick just one striker to go alongside Harry Kane, because I'm in no rush to get rid of Harry Kane, despite Tottenham not really, you know, scoring goal after goal after goal after goal.
Well, let's talk strikers then briefly for the double game week now. That's probably a good place to start. I think one of the best options for this double now is probably Jamie Vardy.
Mm.
Leicester have got two. I think they play Southampton, who are obviously, yes, have been struggling a little bit with Corona if Danny Ings is out. Decent fixture for them. Then they play
Chelsea.
Yeah. Right. Okay, yeah. And you know what Vardy's like against those bigger teams. He can always strike. So I think Vardy would be a great option, and not a lot of people have got him, I don't think.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, compared to other seasons, I mean, we've said it regularly on this, and I think you've got him in your team, haven't you, Ben? Jamie Vardy, and he's done bits for you this season.
I did have. I've taken him out. Yeah.
But he's been strange this season, Jamie Vardy, because he's on 112 points, which, again, is absolutely brilliant, but he's had a few blanks this season.
I got a lot of points early on. And then he's really gone cold.
Yeah. Yeah, he's... What's his last three games? He's had 5, 1, and 5. So, I don't know. It's a strange one. But it's like you say, coming up against Chelsea, you know, Jamie Vardy does like to turn it on against these teams. And not just Vardy, Leicester in general, turn to show up against these big sides. And then it's against, you know, your likes of your Everton's and your West Ham's, you know, your mid-table teams where they tend to crumble a little bit, which is quite bizarre. A little bit like Villa and Everton this season as well. So... Yeah, he could be an option. I just still think 10.2 million is quite a lot for Jamie Vardy, which is odd, saying that he's usually in and around the Golden Boot winner at the end of the season. I'm more interested in Maddison, to be honest, because I remember when we had Harry on and we were talking about James Maddison, and I was really keen to get him in over Grealish or Zaha, and you were all like telling me, no, don't do it, Rich. And he's been on fire since. Would he be somebody you'd consider for these games?
Yeah, I feel like after what's happened this game week, I don't really know anything. So I definitely consider him if you want. No, for the double, yes. I think anybody that has a double game week fixture, not anybody, of course, but you know the usual kind of suspects, you should go for if you fancy them. Yeah, if you fancy them to do well. They've got two fixtures to do it in, and especially players like Maddison, who you'd expect to play both games, but expect to start both games. I guess if you were bringing Vardy in, you'd probably have to take Kane out for the week, wouldn't you? And you got to think Kane's got a good fixture against Sheffield United.
Mm.
You've probably got a bit of value tied up in Harry Kane as well, haven't you? So it would maybe a bit silly to take him out, and then to bring him back in for more money might be silly. But yeah, I think, I guess then you're looking at strikers a little bit further down. I suppose the next one down from Vardy's Timo Werner, who's got a double fixture for Chelsea. Do we risk Werner for the double? It's probably not worth it, is it? It's probably not worth
it. I just don't think it's worth going anywhere near Timo Werner. Sorry, Timo, if you're listening, which he definitely does. But I wouldn't go anywhere near him. He's just so much money for a man. How many goals has he got this season? Four league goals. Like, that is atrocious in 17 Premier League games. And he's meant to be like their main goal scorer. That's what they brought him in for goals. And he's just not delivered, has he?
It's funny, isn't it? Because you think with Timo Werner, you think surely it's going to click at some point. Surely it's going to click, but it just hasn't yet. So yeah, I certainly won't be risking Werner. And then a little bit further down.
A little bit further down. I know you had him in your team, and Newcastle were absolutely atrocious against Sheffield United. I commentated on it, and the only man in Newcastle's side who has anything about him is Callum Wilson. Am I stupid to be bringing in Callum Wilson, considering Newcastle just do not attack? They pretty much had one chance in that game against Sheffield United. It came to him and he didn't score it. But he's the fella who's going to score the goals. He's got the most goals and assists this season for Newcastle, by the way. Would you consider him?
Yeah. What are their fixtures?
So their double game week is Arsenal away and Villa away. So they're definitely going to be set up on the counter for both of them.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I think I prefer... You know what? The striker category suddenly has become a little bit unappealing to me. I'm having a look around. I've got Bamford who I'll keep, because I think Bamford in a single game week will probably outscore Wilson in a double game week against Brighton at home. That Leeds game at home. I think it's still, because of that fixture for Leeds, I think it's still worth bench boosting for me with Bamford and Dallas. But I've got McCarthy and Adams, so I kind of want to get rid of Shea Adams.
Yeah.
Which leaves me with basically Watkins as my only option. So, Ben.
Good option. Good option.
Here's your mat. Convince me on Watkins.
So, Ollie Watkins is going to have a stunning second half.
I love how you never pull any punches on any of the Villa players.
You got City first. They've got City as part of this double, though. Let's remember that.
Yeah, I feel totally confident watching a Villa team go to the Etihad. After we watched that Villa team who turned up at Old Trafford, and yet Man U won 2-1. But Luke, you said it, the first thing we said when we came on the podcast, what a game of football that was. Supporting Aston Villa now, it's an absolute joy to support a club who want to go out, who want to win, who want to score goals. And Ollie Watkins hasn't quite delivered on that yet. He performed brilliantly in the Championship last year. He's come to the Villa, he's settled in, he's a real team player, Ollie Watkins. Mm. He's always getting the balls, he's always putting in assists, he's an absolute donkey in terms of his work rate. He's always running, always moving. And all he's got to do now is just finish off a few of those chances. Yeah. And that's going to be, he's put in his groundwork and he's been so close. I said it a couple of weeks ago, that I can't remember who it was against, but literally his final touch of the game, Grealish slotted in this beautiful ball from outside the box and Ollie Watkins got his foot on it. It literally bounced off the inside of the post. And you know, you're like, this guy's already had a hat-trick of chances that he could have put away. You're not even cross with him because you know he's trying really hard and he's about to convert and he's going to finish.
And again, statistically, people going on about Werner all season. Werner's got 4 goals in the Premier League. Watkins got 6. And nobody's bigging up Watkins, like, whatsoever. And you know,
good fixtures as well after Man City. We've got Newcastle, Burnley, Southampton, West Ham, Arsenal, Brighton, Leicester, Leeds. Like, I can see a good run
there. That Villa attack encountering, especially at the Etihad, there's some pace in that team, you know. If you think Traore, you think Grealish, you think El Ghazi, Watkins, like that front four.
I certainly think they've got to get over this corona problem, haven't they? Mm. I mean, for all we know, Watkins might be out with coronavirus. So bringing him in could be a big risk, particularly if you're on a bench boost like I might be. Bringing Watkins in to then find out that he's out for the double game week, it's like, oh gosh, that's a problem.
Mm.
But
the training ground's still closed, apparently.
Is it?
And I've already got Grealish.
Yeah.
So if you're bringing in another player or two, the other option is Antonio. I mean, Antonio, West Ham have got great fixtures, haven't they?
Yeah.
But the caveat to Antonio is he going to play 2 games with those hamstrings?
Yeah.
I know they've sold Haller, but Moyes has been talking quite enthusiastically about an academy striker that they've got. So you'd think Antonio's minutes are going to be managed. Mm. Plus, I've already got 3 West Ham players. So in order to bring Antonio in, I'd have to take one of the West Ham players out as well. Do you see?
Triple West Ham?
For the double, yeah, I've got Fabianski, Soufal and Suchet.
It's not a bad triple, to be fair.
That I think that's great for this double. Surely they're both at home as well for West Ham, aren't they? Burnley and West Brom.
They've got the best fixtures.
That's tasty, that. And you can just see it being 1-0 from a corner against Burnley, can't you? Suchet.
With Suchet on his... Fabianski with the finishing the goal.
93rd minute.
Just to finish on strikers, I'm in a bit of a dilemma too, Rich, really. I don't know what to do with Shea Adams. I just wish that Southampton still had that double game week.
Yeah. He's not been great recently, and I've been trying to budge him on for quite some time and just...
No, he's not returned recently very well, has he?
And he doesn't look up to it either.
But then, there's just no one else there because really, you want to get rid of players that have only got a single game week. So I'm getting rid of McCarthy and Adams. 4 or -4, but the only kind of player that I can afford to bring in for Adams is Watkins, who might be out with coronavirus. It's like, what are you supposed to do? And none of these strikers are any good anyway.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's ultimately the problem. And even Harry Kane, who I think is the most expensive striker, I'm like, oh, I could reinvest that money somewhere else. But I feel like I have to have at least one striker who's scoring goals rather than just having a team of Rian Brewsters, you know.
Any love for Anthony Martial before we move on to midfielders?
Not really. United look good, but I think their goals will come elsewhere, mostly through Fernandes, probably.
Go on, Luke. This is another opportunity for you to tell us your favourite thing this week.
Oh, we're top of the league.
Top of the league.
But it's been a long 7 years waiting for this moment, and it does feel absolutely glorious. And the fact that it was Paul Pogba who scored the goal, who's had so much stick from people, you know, your classic 50-year-old white man.
Your soonesses.
He's a bad apple. He's a bad apple. Need to get rid of Pogba. Bad apple. Bad apple. He's rubbish. He's this. He's that. Well, look who scored the winner. Man of the match performance.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel, and we produce this podcast.
Do you want a podcast? We'll make it for you, as long as you give us some money.
But not as much as you think. Podcasts are a really cost-effective way to engage with the people that matter to your business the most. Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk and we'd be delighted to talk to you about just how cheap they are.
Don't say cheap, say cost-effective.
Just how cost-effective they are.
Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk to find out more. Right, back to the episode.
Let's talk midfield options then. So you brought in Sterling for this week. Did you say he's only 5% owned by players in FPL? That is crazy considering he's one of the priciest options in his position.
Yeah, I brought him in for free hit, and obviously thank God he's gone for the double game week after his penalty miss. So at the moment, my midfield for the double game week is Mo Salah, Bruno Fernandes, Son, Suchek and Grealish.
What a good midfield. That's a power five right there,
which I'm pretty happy with. Yeah, I mean, obviously De Bruyne is missing, but City didn't look like scoring that many goals, did they, again?
That's it. I feel like this season, teams don't look like they're going to steamroll any teams, even Liverpool. You know, they lost to Southampton the other week, which I don't think anybody expected. And, you know, Man City and Liverpool over the past few years would have just popped up with a 5-0 win here or there. Villa are the only ones who look like they're going to score loads of goals this season, which is bizarre. Or Leeds. So, I don't know, maybe this is the year of the semi-premium striker. Maybe, to give you a new term right there.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? I think there's a lot of people saying that, particularly in the community, that KDB is absolutely essential for these two games. And if you haven't got KDB, what are you doing? And he's a great captain option and all this kind of stuff. And I think he might not even play both games. I know he is the favourite and he probably will, but he might not with Pep's rotation. Mm. And also, he's not pulling up trees, is he, at the moment?
Not really.
Like we say, I mean, it's their defence that's strong. I mean, I'm a little bit worried to not have any City defenders going into the double either. I haven't got any City options, and everybody is clamouring all over the place to get Cancelo, to get Diaz in, to get Stones in, which I can understand to a degree, but again, they rarely get attacking returns. I know it's unbelievable that Cancelo hasn't got attacking returns.
Crazy
how far forward he plays. But I'm not overly bothered about rushing to bring City assets in when I've already got players that are playing a double. Like, I've seen people saying, oh, I might get rid of Robertson for Cancelo. And I think, why? Robertson's got a double game week.
Yeah.
Like, he might, you know, turn into peak Andy Robertson again.
Well, that's it. What would you say about Phil Foden? Now, Phil Foden, the last two game weeks, 14 points and 11 points, played close to 90 minutes in each game. And now they've got two home games. So they've got Palace. You think they'd be on the front foot for that. And they've got Villa. You think they'd be on the front foot for that. I think Foden could genuinely be an option for this double game week, you know.
Yeah, he started three in a row now because he started in the FA Cup as well. I think he scored in the FA Cup too. But I don't expect him to play both. I don't expect him to start both. Do you?
Well, that's it. That's always the threat, isn't it? I mean, what's the difference? The days between they play on the 17th and then they play on the 20th. So considering the options that Man City have in midfield, you know, he's probably going to play maybe 90 minutes in one of those and maybe come on as a sub in another. But they're good fixtures. And if he does play both, you know what? He's probably going to be involved in at least one of the goals in one of those games, you'd think. I don't know, it's a big gamble to make, yeah. But he's good value, I think, at 6.2. Mount at 6.8 as well is good value, I think. Chelsea playing Fulham and Leicester away, and he takes all their set pieces. So he could be a good option as well. If you had to transfer in a midfielder, one of them wouldn't be too bad.
Yeah, Mount might be a decent differential. Yeah, and Madison, as you
Oh, I've got another differential for you.
Oh, go on.
Gylfi Sigurdsson, do you remember him? Used to score a lot of goals. And now he's back in the starting lineup. He's playing whilst Calvert-Lewin's out as our false nine striker. We beat Wolves the other day. And he was, yeah, playing as the false nine. So he could well be an option once more in fantasy football. 6.8. And he's not been great. He's got two goals in his last six. But he's been playing pretty much 90 minutes in all those games. And Gylfi Sigurdsson, you know what? He's on the list once again.
Didn't you have him though, and didn't he really upset you? For like weeks and weeks, you couldn't take him out, but he was just stinking out your
yeah,
team.
That was last season.
Two pointers.
Yeah, he was
last season for me as well. Yeah, we both started with him, didn't we, Rich? And it was awful.
Yeah, he was so bad. Everton were bad. It was just it was Marco Silva, and it was just painful. But but 6.8 million. He's proven year after year that he can do something, and he has chances all the time, and he's on penalties, and he's on free kicks when it steps up for a right footer. You know, he could be an option. I know whenever I go on about a player on this, it sounds like I'm trying to make people pick them because it's going to benefit me not having them. that's what it sounds like. But honestly, Sigurdsson could be an option once more. And Everton, they don't seem to be playing particularly brilliant football, but they seem to be winning games. And, you know, with no recognised striker, Sigurdsson all of a sudden has a lot of responsibility. And if he delivers with it, you know, there could be a lot of points in your overall total.
And is this for after the double, obviously, because Everton haven't got a double?
Yeah, I suppose. Unless you think he's going to absolutely smash it. Are we even in this game week? Oh, no, because the Villa game got cancelled.
Oh, no, now you blank. Yes, sorry, Everton blank.
The only team.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only blank team is Everton,
oh,
I think. Is that the case? Who are Everton playing? Villa, yeah, of course. God, it's so confusing, the fixtures at the moment, aren't they? No wonder Klopp's getting all cross.
He's cross all the time, the moody little git.
But yeah, I'm kind of with you now, Ben, on City midfielders. Apart from De Bruyne, I just refuse to get done by Pep again. I just don't see the point in it. And De Bruyne is the only safe option, isn't he, from the City midfield. All the rest are just punts each week because you never know
punt.
If they're going to
score. That was with a P. Excuse that was with me. A P, wasn't it?
That was with a P. That was with a P, yeah.
That'd be a friendly podcast. Let's remember that.
Is that a good point to move on to defenders?
Yes, let's talk about defenders. Oh, update on Arsenal v Crystal Palace. Still 0-0. Nothing's happened. 15 minutes to go. Come on, just someone do something. All right, let's talk about defenders then. What are we thinking? Are we setting up for clean sheets over the double game week? Or are we still looking at attacking returns from defenders as per usual? Because Liverpool, two games at Anfield. You got to be thinking Robertson. You got to be thinking Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my tried and tested attacking returns and chance of clean sheets. Yeah, so I've got Robertson, I've got Chilwell, I've got Soufal, and I've got James Justin, and I've got Dallas. I've got Dallas as well now. So I'm pretty happy with those five. Again, if I could try and bring in City defenders, maybe Cancelo, Diaz, Stones, but I don't see the point when I've got five already. I suppose a decent move could be Dallas to Stones, potentially. Mm. I don't know if I've got the right money to do that, actually.
Stones is
cheap, though. That could be decent. Stones is cheap.
He's on the cheaper end.
Yeah, and City have obviously got a really nice double. So that could be an option, but then it's keeping like, you know, I'd have to keep McCarthy or I'd have to keep Adams. I don't know. Yeah, I'm still umming and ahhing about it all, really. But that's actually a decent option that I've just put into my own.
It happens.
So yeah, I'd be looking at City because a double game week and with good fixtures and they keep keeping clean sheets. Although I do think Villa could cause them problems. Mm. Villa, when they've played against the big teams this season, They've beaten Liverpool 7-2. They were really good against United and were unlucky to lose 2-1. They beat Arsenal 3-0. Did they beat Chelsea as well, Ben?
We drew with Chelsea.
They could cause City some problems.
Yeah, could do.
You'd expect them to score, would you?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm totally behind them. And I've brought Matty Cash in as well. Let's say that Villa, you know, coronavirus isn't, you know, an issue, and they do have the double game week. I bought in Matty Cash. He's currently sitting first on my bench because I am thinking about coronavirus and when they open the training ground, etc. But
so you're not bench boosting?
No. I just don't think I can at the moment, just because there's so much uncertainty around Villa still. But look, when Matty Cash is a defending option for me, when he's back, he looks like he's just, again, him and Watkins are just on the tip of absolute glory. Matty Cash is flying up the wings. He's putting in beautiful balls. He's a brilliant defender.
Yeah, I really like the look of Matty Cash. I mean, for this game week, I like the look of some West Ham defenders. I mean, the West Ham fixtures, they come up against teams where you think, oh, they're probably not going to score many goals against West Ham. They've got Burnley and West Brom both at the London Stadium. Soufal's obviously a great choice for attacking returns, but I've gone on about him all season. Balbuena, I know he's missed out recently, but he could be an option once more. Ogbonna could be another shout, and Fabianski in between the sticks. He's been a great shout over the last couple of seasons, and this game week, if you're looking to bring in a goalkeeper, I know it's a boring transfer, but could well be the transfer for me because I am sick of Edouard Mendy stinking out my team.
He's got a double though, Mendy.
Oh, but he's crap. That's the problem.
I know. I know. I've got Fabianski. Yeah, and thankfully it looks like he's back in training after that injury, so he should be back. And yeah, West Ham defenders definitely. I've got Soufal. I think Soufal is the best option. Is he or Creswell? Yeah. Of course. Soufal's cheaper and he flies forward as well. But yeah, I mean, Creswell's always a threat, isn't he, for West Ham? And like we say, they have got nice fixtures.
Leicester have got two games at home. I know Castagna's been back for them now. At the start of the season, he was coming in with attacking returns. And I think he was one of the highly rated defenders after the first few game weeks until he picked up his injury. Would you consider bringing him back in for this game week if you were, you know, because I imagine quite a few people would be looking at wild card for this weekend as well.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, could be a nice little differential punt. Mm. Yeah, definitely.
But Justin's probably a little bit further ahead.
I'm a little bit worried that Ricardo Pereira is back, apparently.
Oh, is he? From the dead.
So I'm a little bit worried about James Justin, but I've got too many other fires to put out to worry about it too much. You'd expect Justin to keep his place. Like, Rodgers seems to really like him. So I think it would be odd to drop him that quickly. But it's definitely one to keep an eye on.
Should we wrap up? Have we got any questions? Oh, didn't we get reviews? We got some reviews, didn't we?
We got some great reviews, yeah. Should we wrap up with
that? Let's do that. Good news reviews. That's a terrible name for a feature, but let's go with it.
No, we always like to say thank you so much to anyone who leaves us a review on Apple Podcasts. It basically just makes us look good and makes Apple take us seriously. So thank you for leaving your review. Charles Dance.
Oh.
The famous actor, Charles Dance.
From Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I was about to say, yeah. Charles Dance 123, so I don't know if...
Tywin Lannister has reviewed Triple Captain.
This is Charles Dance 123. He said he's gone back to the start of the season to find out where he's been going wrong. Note to self, if a keeper's contract expires, remove. This is a solid pod. 5 stars. Thank you very
Correct.
Much, Charles. Also, Hender 23. Great FPL podcast with 5 stars. This is a great FPL podcast, really good FPL and football knowledge alongside good banter. Really easy to listen to in the car, on the way to work. Look forward to listening each week. My go-to podcast to help improve my FPL points. I won my Works Mini League last year and it's all down to the guidance and knowledge shared. Keep it up, guys.
See, that's what we aim to do, and we deliver
Fantastic.
On what
Happy
we say.
Customer. Yes. Triple Captain, getting you to the top of your mini league.
Yes. Good sound by that.
There we are.
Absolutely.
So yeah, please leave us a review if you can.
Yes, definitely do. And to the guy that tweeted me saying that I deserved the -2 for my captain on Sterling, I hope you have a really, really good season.
Oh my God. FPL bitterness is that?
I hope you have a really wonderful season.
Did you not get tempted, Luke, to get into a bit of Twitter beef? Did you not, you know, shots fired? Did you not want to get stuck into it online?
All I thought about was Paul Pogba and Eric Bailly doing that little dance after Pogba scored, and it just brought a huge smile to my face. 7 years waiting.
Oh,
and we're top
Man United, are they top of the...
I think top of the league.
Well done, mate. They deserve it. They deserve it.
It won't last. It won't last because we play Liverpool at the weekend at Anfield. But I'm enjoying these few days immensely. I've got my little frame here that my sister got me for my birthday of Man United kits right next to me.
Oh, nice. But is that a Man City one at the bottom of it?
Is it a grey away kit they had?
Yeah, I know what one you mean, Ben. Where they took it off at half time so they couldn't see
Have
each other.
Have you seen this?
Oh my God.
Oh, hello.
Who's that signed by? Scott McTominay. What?
There you
see. Is this a Christmas present? Luke showing us a shirt on his wall. It's Scott McTominay's shirt, signed.
Oh my
shirt.
God.
Why have you got that?
Framed, because Jess and Michael bought it for me for my 30th.
That's sick. That's well good.
You know
last
what? Year. Isn't there a story about Scott McTominay where about how Alex Ferguson spotted him when he was a kid? Because hasn't he come to the whole academy, McTominay?
Yeah. Oh yeah, but he's like, been there for years.
Alex
yeah.
Ferguson is like there's something about Alex Ferguson basically being like this kid's going to be really good. And it was one like the very last people that he kind of shouted before he left.
Oh.
But they and now his shirt's on Luke Jurdy's wall. How about that?
As if.
And he captained us against Watford. First half against Watford.
In that game, which the shirt's from.
Yeah, yeah, in the FA Cup game. Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, it's not from that game, but he captained us the other week.
He's got a goal on him this season. I might have to bring him in. He's my sly, cheap midfielder, you know.
Yeah, if anyone's going to score against Liverpool, it could be McTominay.
Could well be. There's been crazier things happening in that fixture, so who knows. Anyway, should we wrap up and say goodbye?
Yes, we should, but we should say who we're captaining first.
Right, oh yeah, it's a good idea. It should probably be on someone who's got two games, shouldn't it? Probably.
I think it probably should, and and I think if Ben isn't playing bench boost, I think this could be a week where the triple captain comes out.
Tasty. On whom?
I think I'm probably... I mean, I've got to go safe now after... I've got to go back to my normal yeah. way of playing. So it's either going to be Salah or Bruno for me. I'm going to do a couple of comparisons and things like that and think about it, but it'll probably be Salah or Bruno Fernandes
yeah.
for me.
I'm thinking
it
Salah.
It won't be a triple captain, though. I think... Well, it will. If I don't play bench boost, I'll probably go for the triple captain.
See, I wasn't thinking triple captain, but now I am thinking a triple captain because Fernandes at Anfield, Fernandes at Craven Cottage, there could easily be quite a lot of goals and United are in great form. Oh, man, I might consider it.
They're better at home, though, United, aren't they?
No, they're better away.
No, better away.
Oh, are
yeah.
they? Okay.
Exactly.
Ooh.
See, look at that wry smile appearing from behind that facial fuzz.
But two games.
We're unbeaten away from home for a long, long time.
Two games at Anfield, though, for Salah.
Away from home.
You can see Salah scoring against United. You can definitely see him scoring a couple against Burnley at Anfield. Nice week at home.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it a triple? I haven't heard anyone talking about triple captains for this triple game week.
No, right.
How many times have we spoken about Mo Salah and we haven't had a chance to triple captain him? Now is
true.
The chance to triple
That's
captain.
That's true.
Three bad weeks, though.
It's about time.
In the last 3 weeks,
this is the time he's I'm back.
7 points in 3 weeks for Mo Salah.
Wouldn't it be great if this is where he turns it on? Remember that game against Palace where he came on and scored two?
Oh, yeah.
Six?
God's sake.
Yeah, he's got it in him, isn't he?
Yeah. The risk is I'd wait until coronavirus disappears a little bit like it did last time, because imagine you triple captain Salah and then Liverpool for this double game week get their fixtures postponed. Oh, you would never live that down. The pain that would cause.
Rich, you can't. We can't be
the
doing
voice
that.
Of reason.
Rich is still living in. Rich is living in a world where he thinks we're actually going to be out by February half term. Rich, it's not going to happen.
Got a flight to Spain. It's definitely happening, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it. I don't think, to be honest, I don't think I could. I don't think I want to captain Salah when he plays United at Anfield. It would just feel weird. So I think they will probably end up being on Bruno Fernandes for that reason. But I think Salah is obviously a great option.
Yeah, captaining. I think I'm going to go with Mo Salah. I think he'll rediscover some kind of form. And yeah, I think especially the game against Burnley.
Transfers?
I'm not sure on the transfers yet, but Calvert-Lewin is injured and Everton aren't playing. So I think it makes a lot of sense to get him out the side and bring in a cheap striker. I don't think I've quite got the money in the bank for Vardy, so it might just have to be Watkins, maybe. I don't know. I need to think about it a little bit more.
Yeah, me too. Need to think about transfers. I'm going to wait till the very last minute to see if we've got any news. Hopefully Villa reopen their training ground and it's clear that Watkins is fit, and then that's a fairly easy switch for me. And then I'm thinking either McCarthy out for another goalkeeper with a double, or Dallas out for Stones.
Just to let you know, Rich, it's coming up to the full time in Arsenal Crystal Palace. Nil.
Yeah, I just saw an.
That means a clean sheet for you.
It does for Mitchell. Although I just got like a notification pop up on my screen that something had happened, and it was Milivojevic going off for McCarthy. I was like, oh, damn it! I thought it was a goal or a penalty shout or something. But anyway, you know what? I'll take a 0-0 in this fixture. It's better for Everton and the teams chasing the European position to think it's, as long as Arsenal stay down in that bottom half. But yeah. Anyway, let's say goodbye. Remember @TripleCaptain3, Twitter and Instagram. Any questions, fire them over there. And we always put our teams up on Instagram and all. And good luck, everyone. Double game week. Let's do it.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Men Lose Weight.
This is Men Lose Weight, a podcast about four blokes who partied hard through their 20s together, and now they think, maybe we should try and lose a bit of weight in their 30s together.
Be honest now, lads. Have you ever been in the middle of a personal trainer session and feigned an injury?
Guys, so I moved from Birmingham to Nottingham 2 years ago, right? Turns out I've been paying for a gym for 2 years that I live over 100 miles away from.
I guarantee at one point or another, he said, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
He obviously didn't try that pizza. Did you try that pizza that came out this year? The one good thing about 2020 where it's like KFC and pizza combined.
I have lost £3 this week.
Just so you know the numbers, I've also lost £3 this week.
Whoa!
I'm down to 17 stone 4.
I have also lost £3 this week.
What? You are joking me.
I am £1 down this week.
It's all
well
good.
Done, mate.
We've all lost, progress. which is definitely better than last week, boys. Well done.
A lot better than last week.
£10 in a week, boys.
Well, that's like a bait. That's more than my baby weighed when he was born, so we've lost that collectively in a week. So, I mean, if you want to look at that, that's pretty decent, isn't it?
Men Lose Weight from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.